Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Wednesday, November 13th, 2024. Let's head into Belfast this morning and check in with the nonprofit Upstream Watch.
My name is Jill Howell. I'm the executive director of Upstream Watch. We're a Belfast-based environmental nonprofit that works to protect and advocate for Midcoast Maine's rivers and Penobscot Bay. And this Thursday evening, November 14th, we're going to be holding an event, and we'd love for everybody to join. It's a fall gathering at Chase's Daily in Belfast. It's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. We'll have food and drinks and music, and I'm going to speak briefly about the latest updates on Nordic, as well as our plans for Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper. There's been a lot going on with Nordic and sort of broader issues around the bay. The latest with Nordic is its city council recently. The city council had hired an independent surveyor to confirm where the Belfast municipal boundary was located. Those results came out in October, and the council passed a resolution at their last meeting. And basically, the finding was a good one, that the Belfast municipal boundary that the surveyor found and identified was the same as the one that our surveyor, Don Richards, had identified back in 2019. And that result confirmed that Belfast did take land outside of their boundary, outside of their jurisdiction, when they took Maybe and Grace's land, the intertidal land by eminent domain, back in 2021. So this is a great outcome, and we're hoping that this will finally put to rest any questions around where Belfast's boundary is and whether or not Belfast took land outside of their jurisdiction. Aside from Nordic, we've been busy with things going on Sears Island. Maine DOT, at the end of last month, they began geotechnical work and investigations as part of ultimately developing Sears Island with the offshore wind port. So that work included some pretty extensive tree clearing and also borings. So conduct drilling at locations to assess soils at the site for development. If you've been out to Sears Island, you've probably seen the heavy equipment and the tree cutting and clearing. And we're just a little concerned, one, that we weren't notified about any of this. We learned about it from visitors on Sears Island who saw equipment being brought in and trees being cut. So MDOT's lack of transparency that this work was even happening is pretty frustrating. And then given that DOT did not recently get a $456 million grant they applied for to fund this project, and a pretty lackluster response during the auction of the lease areas out in the Gulf of Maine, where the turbines that are built here would ultimately end up. It's strange to see DOT pursuing this anyway. It's investigatory work. They're not building the port right now, but it's still pretty extensive to see what's happening out there. And we can only sort of imagine how extensive the construction of an actual port would be, given how impactful this exploratory work has been. People can learn more about that at the event on Thursday. If you want to come, the event is free, but we're asking folks to RSVP, and you can find more information on our website or on our social media, and it's Upstream Watch. We'd love to see everybody there, sort of celebrate our success so far in protecting the Little River and Penobscot Bay from Nordic, and also our plans for the future to advocate for these waters as well. So we hope to see you there, and you'll be able to learn more as well.
That was Jill Howell. More information can be found at upstreamwatch.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.